Happy Friday, everybody. Man, do we have a great show for you. So let's go ahead and get it started. My two legends, straight from the Oak Town. E42 Short. Let's go.
Hey, man, where your boy KC's at, man?
I ain't no telling what I can say. I get up here and sprinkle some of these fools, man. Lace them up with Saints and play, boy, you know?
Say that you got it all. Love the way you play your ball. Every day you're at the mall. Tell me, is it true or false? Say that you got it all. Love the way you play your ball. Claiming that your mouth is tall.
Never been a sign, and I was having B-R-E-I-G-A before this rap game flew up in town. Thought you thirsty for cheesy. Who's member? Earl Bratton, Danielle, them boys from Vallejo. And every light is automatic. Burn rubber, see my focus in the traffic. What's up, Earl? Follow that cap, it got your land. My partner's choke got some bros.
I'm always hearing rappers big ballin' on their songs. I live like that for real, and you'll never say I'm wrong. S-500 straight sitting on 20s. TV in the dash, dipping fast, getting money. I'm too short, baby, been down since the 80s. For the last 8 years, I rode around in a Mercedes. Lexus, trucks, drop that caddy. Women don't call me by my name, they call me daddy.
Say that you got it all.
Nice classic, nice classic, nice classic by E40 and Too Short featuring KC of Jodeci. But you know what? That versus battle is going to be today at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If I had to pick one, if I had to pick a winner, I'm telling you who I'm rolling with. I'm telling you that right now. So what I need you to do is to get up out your seat. You already know. I don't care if I played this before the intro. Let's go.
I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000 songs that made you move your ass.
Man, we've been cooped up all day with all this snow and cold. I need you to get up out your seat right now.
When you get your beats, I heard 93 rappers say bitch like me. Two singers and 10 comedians, and I'm still gonna yell it every time you see me in. What's my favorite word? Why they gotta say it like short? You know they can't play on my court. Can't hang with the big dogs, stay on the porch. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
All right. Woo. I'm dancing hard over here. All right, I got to show E40 the same kind of love. This is not a music podcast, but these two legends deserve it. So go ahead, E40. Let's go. You got them locks, shake them locks. Let's go.
Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go. Tell me when to go.
So shake them. I ain't got none, but I'm planning on growing some. Imagine all the Hebrews going dumb. Dancing on top of chariots and turning tight ones.
Ooh,
tell me when to go. Talking on my Getro on my way to the stop. My second or third trip. Some Henny, some
right.
Listerine strips.
Woo. I had to catch my breath. Because I can mess around and I can dance all freaking day to those legends. Man, shout out to two legends, two icons in the game who's going to have a celebration versus whatever you want to call it later on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern time, whatever time zone you're in. You can figure it out from there. I'm on the Eastern, so everything else is Eastern for me, so you figure it out. add an hour, take an hour away, take 2 hours away, whatever you have to do. But let's go ahead and get this podcast started off right. Testing, testing, 1, 4, 3. Testing, testing, 1, 4, 3. It is all love. Baby, welcome to the Ken's Corner Podcast, and I am your host, Ken, and welcome to episode number 80. I don't think I've said the episode number in the past, like, 3 or 4 podcasts, but I do know that we're on episode 80, and as always, happy Friday, and thank you so much. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to spend this cold-ass Friday with me. It's cold outside. I want to move down south. And you Mickey Flickies down south said it's cold down there too. So I need all of y'all to touch and agree. All the mega churches down south, and ain't none of y'all prayed the prayer of heat. You heathens. I need some heat. So if you're listening to a place with heat, I need you to send heat. Send it. I don't need your tides. I need your heat. Send me the heat. So, yeah, so this, hey, thank you for everybody who has listened to me, supported me. As always, you can interact with me on all my social media platforms, which is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Ken's Corner. You can also email me at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. Now, what's going on in the neighborhood that we can talk about this Friday on the corner? Man, first and foremost, coronavirus is still real. And I just need everyone, please, please, please take the precautions. You know, I'm going to do a whole separate podcast on coronavirus. I need to get my information together. Make sure I have some facts. I really want to do an interview, but I don't know. I'm still working on that. I'm waiting for a confirmation. But I want to make sure I get my information to the best of my ability. But the one thing that is a constant or is consistent, that it is real. It's very real. People are still getting sick. People are still dying. Close to 2,500 to 3,000 cases a day. So you do with those numbers what you feel like you need to do. All right. So whether you're going to wear a mask, not wear a mask, all those good things, again, I'll discuss in a separate podcast. But I just want to let you know it's still real. Please take precautions. Please, please, please be safe. And my prayers and my thoughts go out to everybody who's been affected by it. Everybody who's dealt with it, everybody who lost a loved one, and everybody who's recovering, my prayers really go out and my heart goes out to you. Some exciting news, man. Did y'all see, you know, the leaks, or, you know, it was a leak. They put it out. The shots of Coming to America 2. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I pray it's good. I pray it's good. Hopefully everybody, you know, can... You know, it's hard to, it's a classic. So when you're trying to redo a classic, hey, but I believe that the people that are in place, everybody's back that was there. So just cannot wait to see it. The screenshots look good. So please search social media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook to look at that. And, you know, leave a comment. Tell me what you think. Tell me what you think. I know I'm breathing because I was really dancing. I was really getting my chair dancing on. So let me control my breathing, because heavy breathing does not translate well over the mic. But I had to get my cardio in. You know, got to keep the cardio in. So you just pick some hype songs to do some cardio. But yeah, interact with me. Let me know what you think. Do you think Coming to America is going to be good? Answer, retweet. You know, when this post, let me know what you think. The next thing I want to talk about is a serious subject. Just to think about and consider. So the person who is leaving the White House by the name of Donald Trump, he awarded some medal, the Medal of Freedom. And I want to read, first of all, what the Medal of Freedom is. The Presidential Medal of Freedom is an award bestowed upon, is bestowed by the President of the United States to recognize people who have made an especially materials, especially a contribution to the security or national interest of the United States, world peace, culture, or other significant public or private endeavors. Now, for me, you know, someone, you know, close to me sent me a text and was like, have you seen the people who, and the word I mispronounced is materious. So that was the word I was trying to get out. So it's especially materious contribution. And so I didn't really pay too much attention until I paid attention. And it's, you know, one of those things that in the grand scheme of life, is it going to make or break my day? No. However, I didn't pay attention until I paid attention. And so the two people that Donald Trump awarded the medal to this past time was Lou Holtz, football coach, and then Dan Gable. He's a wrestler. And he had given this same medal to Tiger Woods. But it was something different. I don't know why. He's given it to, I think it's a person that's he's given this medal to other black people, so he's not just Tiger Woods. And so one of those things that I had to look at is why, when you pick the people you pick, what were their contributions to society? What were their contributions? Because a medal represents something. Now, could it be innocent? You know, Barack Obama gave Ellen DeGeneres the medal. Many people, or some people, I guess it's a nice amount of people feel that President Barack Obama has done more for the LGBTQ community than he's actually done for, you know, the black community. There's an argument to be made there. So was his medal, you know, a message to that particular community? You know, I don't know. You know, so what Bush gave Muhammad Ali the medal. So is there messaging behind the medal? These past two contributors or these past two people, you know, Lou Holtz is a, you know, I know I'm more familiar with Lou Holtz than Dan Gable. Lou Holtz, his legendary coach. That was his contribution to society through that. He has other charitable organizations that he is the face of, that he's contributed to. But I think what makes everything hypersensitive is because it's Donald Trump. And was that medal a dog whistle to his base? Because these last two people are staunch Trump supporters. And so with this particular turn and this whole political ethos that we, you know, that is what it is, the political arena, everything can be looked at for a reason. That there were certain messages being sent and certain, like, you know, the biggest term is dog whistle. So for those people who don't understand what dog whistle is, a dog whistle in the natural doesn't make a sound, or is very faint, that only dogs can hear. Excuse me. And so the reason why is so it doesn't disturb humans. But when you look at it as far as dog whistle, as it relates to what people say, there are certain words that only that particular community or that particular cell group understands. And so when certain things, so the reason why, for example, when during the debate that Trump said about the Proud Boys, stand by, stand down, or stand by, or whichever combination he used, many people interpreted that as, y'all just hold tight because when I call and need you, I need y'all to be ready. If you're not aware of those type of codes and messaging, then it'll just go right over your head. But if you're aware, or if you're tuned in, or if you're just looking to find a fault, those type of things will perk your ears up. And so tell me what you think. Do you think that the medals were a message? Again, looking at some of the other past recipients, Donald Trump has given black people, other black people, medals. So what does that mean? What does that mean? He's given one to Elvis. He's also given one to Adelson. You know, so let me see. Yeah, he's Adelson Page. Alan Page, excuse me. Alan Page. So he's a Football Hall of Famer. So is he a Trump supporter? Or, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I know these past two were. So tell me what you think. Is it a dog whistle? Nothing to it? Or, you know, did these people just deserve the awards and it just so happened that this was the president that gave it to them? So tell me what you think. My next topic is Deion Coach Primetime Sanders. I remember a while back, a few episodes ago, I was letting you know when he first got hired and what that would mean to HBCUs nationwide, but right now particularly in Jackson State, which is in Jackson, Mississippi. And today on, yesterday was National Signing Day. It was the first of the National Signing Days. And he came on his social media, and he was saying how Jackson State's gotten better. And the reason why they got better, because they got dogs. And when we mean by dogs, we talk about 3-4 star athletes. And he just landed a big one, a linebacker, I believe, excuse me, he landed the top JUCO player. And what that does is, and he said it, the big schools are starting to get scared because this little school in Jackson, Mississippi, they're building up a program with the players. His sons are coming with them. Transfer from USC is coming there. And so why is this important? It's important because all of these programs, the reason why these big schools are where they are today is because of athletics. When athletes are good, they give back. The alumni gives because they like to be on national TV. I'm not an Ohio State fan. I'm not. I live in Ohio. Can't stand Ohio State. However, one of the things I will say, I will put, I believe, pound for pound, Ohio State, I will say Ohio State fans, Alabama, Notre Dame, like those are the three biggest fan bases. And they travel well. Well, Ohio State travel well. I don't respect Alabama because they don't travel outside the South. So this is, I'll give Ohio State the nod there. They will travel anywhere to play. But with that being said, they get the top recruits every year. And they're always on TV. They're going to bowl games. They're bringing in that revenue. Now, the football program, they get a share of the TV revenue, the network revenue, and those type of things. But just the exposure to the college itself. So now if you take those same athletes and you flip them and they start going to HBCUs, the fan base goes up. There's more money. Now these programs, they can schedule some harder teams outside of conference. HBC, they call them money games. I used to coach a Division II level at Central State University. We had money games. We played Youngstown State for a nice amount of money. But the better you get, you can start saying, hey, you know, let's try Akron. If you're, you know, Central State University, let's see if we can play against Akron and the Toledos and the MAC. you know, Jackson, you got Mississippi's, you got Mississippi State right down the road. So let's just say he played Mississippi State. Let's just say they lose, but it's a fight. It's a dog fight. Man, that changes the landscape of recruiting. Now the top recruits come in. Now the program needs better facilities. They're going to get because of the revenue. And one of the things he said, I can tell that they're scared because they're talking about me. He said, why would they need to talk? They talk about what we don't have. We don't have this facility. We don't have this. We don't have that. But that man said, we have love. We have family. We have competent coaches who can go out, and I'm paraphrasing them on some of this, competent coaches that will teach, and they can get those kids to the next level, because that's the reason why they're going to school. Well, main reason why they're going to school is to get to the next level, the opportunity. So I see this as a big win for Jackson State. Shout out to Jackson State, but to all HBCUs. So hopefully the other HBCU coaches are taking note and go out and just recruit. Please make sure you talk to these players. Yes, offer these top athletes. Even if you don't, it's, you know, you should draw a wall around your state and say, we're not letting these top athletes get out of the state. You know, I'm going to brag on Central State. Before you go down south, you got to pass through Ohio. So Central State is right there. So Central State, we can get the top athletes in Ohio, in Indianapolis, in Illinois, in Michigan. That alone can just, we could be a powerhouse in the Midwest and down south. So shout out to all HBCUs. Shout out to Coach Prime. Coach Prime, look at my son. I'm going to big up my son. My son is a dog. So I'm going to tag you in this and send you his film. D-tackle, he is a dog. Won the highest honor in his high school, which is the Doug Adams Award. The highest honor bestowed to any athlete playing in the city. First team last year, second team this year, all academic. He's everything. So check him out. 63 tackles, over 60 tackles as a D tackle. Come on, Dion. You want my son. You do want him. So his name is Isaiah. I'm going to go ahead and tag you in this, Coach Prime. Please look at my son. The last topic that I want to talk about, and I love the internet. I love you. I love you so much. So I started seeing December, hashtag December 21. I started seeing that a whole lot. And, you know, I'm on social media, but, you know, I have been taking a little bit of break, but this intrigued me. And so I found out that on Monday, that particular, it will be Jupiter and Saturn will appear closer in the night sky when we can see them in century. So it'll be the closest time that you can see Jupiter and Saturn. It's supposed to be some other things with some alignment of planets. And then the meme went out as far as, this is the time where, as black people, we're going to be, you know, we can do things better than we, you know, did them before, that basically we're going to have superpowers. And then from there, the internet went crazy with superpowers and black people saying, you know, what's my superpower going to be, and the things. And it was joking. And the funniest one, they said, is this one video where they said, when Logic is going to try out his superpower, and they got this person trying to, he or she jumps off or falls off the banister and just falls and just cracks all, like, you know, just bust their head wide open. I mean, no blood or something, but they just fell, and everybody just looked like, oh my God. So it just, that was so funny to me, because that person trying to fly and it wasn't successful. So shout out to Logic, but that's funny. But then I started thinking, I said, man, what would my superpower want to be? What would I want to be, you know, as a superpower? What's my favorite superhero? And before, as I, you know, if you follow this podcast and you listen to some of the earlier episodes, I relate more to the villain than the superhero. The villain is more, and not because I'm a bad person, it's just the complexities of the story, of the backstories of these villains. And so first I was like, you know, give me a cross between the Joker, the Heath Ledger Joker, and Bane. You know, give me that, those two. Then from a superhero standpoint, I like Wolverine. He's one of my favorite superhero, but I'm Superman and the Hulk. You know, just if I was going to be a superhero, Superman and the Hulk. And then I really, really, really started to delve deep to the intellectuals, such as Professor X and Magneto. And then I started to dig deeper. You know, fun, but dig deep. And then I realized I'm already a hero. I'm already super. I'm already the man. I tell people all the time, I that quote a line from Three Stacks. Shout out to Three Stacks, Andre 3000, the greatest MC to ever live. I got more fans than the average man. Now that's the ego of me talking. I'm a worldwide podcaster. I'm a TED Talk presenter. I do speaking engagements. I've started mentoring programs. I've done a lot. But that's not what makes me super. What makes me super is that I'm a dad. What makes me super is that I'm a friend. What makes me super is that I'm a son. What makes me super is because I'm a husband. What makes me super is because it's with what is within me. And those particular accolades that I have achieved, I did it all out of service to mankind. Now I'm pro-black. I love my people. I'm going to ride for my people. And yes, I will do for them first. However, I look at it that I want to provide a service for mankind. So my superpower is love. My superpower is empathy. My superpower is kindness. My superpower is that I am an attentive, active listener. And so when we strive for our powers, we have to look within. Because, you know, going back to the Superman reference, Superman was always, he was the only superhero that was born who he was initially. He was born Superman. His environment, he didn't know anything else. He got taken out of his environment when his world was destroyed, and he came into a new environment. But what he had in him made him super in the new environment. But he was always Superman. And so, all jokes aside, and it's fun and everything, and yes, I'm getting deep, but I don't need December 21st to be super. It starts today. You don't need to wait until the 21st to be super. It starts today. What can you contribute to the world today? What can you do to carve out a space in your section of the world to make it a better place? That's what makes you super. That's what makes you great. To my kids, I'm Superman. To my wife, I'm Superman. To my mom, I'm Superman. To my mentees, I'm Superman. Like, to the people who I serve, I'm Superman. And not out of strength and might. It's because I'm willing to give what I can to make sure you have. So I just want you to think about that. As we approach this holiday season, next week is Christmas. And so just make sure that hopefully that, you know, this is not a happy time for everybody because people have lost loved ones. My heart, and I sympathize and empathize with you. It's hard. It's a duality. because on one end, you're happy that you're alive and you're happy that maybe you were able to do some things for somebody else, your kids, your mom, dad, or whoever's still around. But then you may have lost kids. You may have lost your mom. You may have lost your husband. You may have lost your wife. You may have lost somebody also, and so in a friend. And so you are dealing with the sorrow also. But I just want to encourage you today is that please, please, please allow yourself the time to cry if you're dealing with it. But please understand, you're super in somebody's eyes. You're a superhero in somebody's eyes. And that person needs you. I need you. So please, on the 21st, I don't want nobody standing in front of buses, jumping off houses, jumping off buildings, trying to walk on water. You know, it's all, it's fun and games, so it's cool. But please take care of yourself. Please stay safe. Please stay safe. Please have a Merry Christmas. Please have a Merry Christmas. Please enjoy yourself. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your loved ones. Please think about somebody else that doesn't have, and do your best to let some, to give to somebody else. And not just for this season, but every day. All you can do is all you can do. Carve out a piece in your world to make it a better place. All right? So with that being said, I hate to be redundant, but I just want to say Merry Christmas again. I just want to just thank you for joining me with this journey in 2020. Big things, big announcements on the next podcast. So please stay tuned for that. As always, you can interact with me on my with my social media, which is Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Ken's Corner. You can also interact and email my website, which is www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. And as always, I love, I trust, and I respect you. This is Ken of Ken's Corner Podcast. Merry Christmas. I love you. Take it easy. Peace.